there's a future coming where you are the victor. We pray this in Jesus' name. Come and pray.
The three.
I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers, or thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thine horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee and trembled, and the overflowing of the water passed by, and the deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people. Hallelujah. And folks, that's what we must remember about the coming of the Lord and the end time. The Lord is coming for the salvation of his people. The Lord is coming forth, manifesting himself for the salvation of his people. That's why the rapture is going to be a reality shortly. It's for the salvation of God's people. God's looking out for you. Amen. Even for the salvation with thine anointed. I'd like to have the power, wouldn't you? I'd like to be like Jesus, as Lena's saying. Anointed like Jesus, the anointed one. Amen. One version of that story about how that they took note of them, how that they had been with Christ, and they called them Christians. Amen. Christ means the anointed. Christians means little anointed people, praise God. A whole bunch of anointeds. Amen. And so God wants us to bear the image of his anointed one and be Christians. Woo, glory to God. That's what makes the name of Jesus complete. Jesus is a very common name in Israel and Hebrew. It's Joshua in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's Jesus. Hosea is a derivative of the same thing. Amen. All of them mean Jehovah saves. So Jesus is a common name in Hebrew names, but then there's the anointed one, the Christ. That means Jesus, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yes, praise God. And Christians bear the image in their life, their light, their testimony, their song, the way they live, where they go, the way they dress. Come on. Everything shines forth the likeness of Christ. Amen. Amen. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly. Let me get back to 13. Thine anointed, thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secretly. Amen. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses and through the heap of great waters. I preach Sunday night when God walks. Praise God. Woo! He walked through the sea with his horses. When I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered my bones. I trembled in myself that I may rest in the day of trouble. What is going on anyway? What's going to happen? Something's going to happen. something in store for this world. What's God going to have to do to get your loved ones to pray? Amen. Some of them will not pray with anything short of trouble. Amen. Some of your loved ones is in trouble right now, and it may be because you prayed for God to save them. No matter what. Huh? And trouble came, tearing their lives all to pieces, it looked like. Amen. And only God can pick up the fragments. Come on. Hallelujah. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops and scared Habakkuk half to death. Because it is a depressing thing when God, amen, brings judgment. That's what we'll talk about tonight, just very briefly, not very long. Amen. God's people in judgment times. Huh? Before the rapture takes place, it could get worse. Before the rapture takes place, he may invade a few with his troops. Come on. When he cometh up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now usually in time of trouble, in time of depression, the fellow that's living on the farm, that's got a garden and a few hogs and some cattle, amen, he can have eggs and fried chicken and pork chops and beef steak when nobody else has it. Kill the chickens out of the yard. That's the way mama used to. Amen. And I have not tasted chicken like it tasted out of mama's yard for a long time. I got down in Mexico in 1966. Amen. And even Kentucky Fried Chicken had a new one in Monterey. Just built it when we was there in 66. Amen. And Kentucky Fried Chicken, Monterey, Mexico, and we got some, and it tasted just like it did out of mama's yard. Ooh, I thought, man, that's the best chicken. There ain't no chicken like that no more. You kids don't know what good fried chicken is. Amen. Till you eat it fresh out of the yard. Amen. This Tyson stuff that comes from Timbuktu, amen, ain't no telling what they had to do to it to get it here. Amen. I mean, after they get done pumping and bombing fluid in it, you know, and everything, you know, it don't taste like chicken no more. But you can live on it. Amen. The trouble is, when troublesome time come, this world is becoming more and more a bunch of city slickers. Come on. They're going to be in bad trouble because they don't have a garden, no chickens in the yard, no hogs in the pen. Huh? We're trusting Kroger's, and what if the cupboard's bare? Huh? Amen. I mean, some of y'all, if in 1 week's time they didn't get them big trucks into Kroger's and back them up there and replenish the supply in 1 week's time, you'd be a hurting. Amen. But here is a agricultural based society, amen, and they don't even have no fig tree on the fig tree, no fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive is failing. The fields yield no meat. The flock be cut off from the fold. And there's no herd in the stalls. Now that's rough, folks. Amen. Usually country folks can survive. But here, everything that speaks of survival is gone. Huh? It's a time of trouble. God's walking through. The day of judgment has started. Amen. And he's trying to ward off a worse dirge, a worse thing, a worse judgment. Amen. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, even though, amen, there's no figs on the fig tree, there's no fruit on the vine, there's no labor of the olive, and the fields yield no meat, and the flock is cut off from the fold, and there's no herd in the stalls, and hunger and starvation and deprivation is everywhere. What are you gonna do? We've had the worst drought of record in the United States, worst heat, worst drought. Amen. And the farmers haven't got over it yet. Some farmers went broke this year. And if they borrow money to farm, they will be a long time paying out of hock. Amen. The farmers in trouble. That shows how quick they can get in trouble. The banana crop was destroyed in Nicaragua and Guatemala by Hurricane Mitch. And they haven't grown them back yet. In fact, Chiquita Banana wasn't going to plant bananas again, and they got a big protest out of the workers down there. You're going to plant something else? Bananas is too touchy. And of course, you didn't notice, you're still getting bananas down at Kroger. You're still getting bananas from somewhere. Amen. And they're still coming in. But just a few hurricanes in the right place can change that pretty quick. Amen. And what are you going to do when judgment comes? Now, the year 2000 is going to bring judgment things. The new millennium is going to bring judgment time. We better bolster ourselves and get a hold of God. Amen. Because things are a-changing out there. Amen. I don't feel what I feel for nothing. This foreboding in my soul, I can't shake it. Amen. And there's something going to happen. There's a different spirit in the air. Amen. And it causes my heart to tremble. And I ain't afraid of nothing. Amen. I mean, I've faced the devil himself. Amen. But I can't handle God. And you can't either. Amen. I can't handle God. Habakkuk heard that voice. And he said, my belly trembled and my lips quivered. Rottenness entered my bones. Amen. And I trembled in myself that I may rest in the day of trouble. Amen. Man alive, he's just like a soldier when he faces his first battle and his hand freezes on the trigger with blood and guts and explosions and screams and dying everywhere, and his hand freezes on his gun. He can't even shoot because he's green. He's not used to the battle. He's not hardened to the conflict. Amen. We've had it awful nice for a long, long time. We have everything our hearts could desire. But folks, things are a-changing in this old world. This very night, the world is full of have-nots. And most of the haves live in the United States of America. The ones that have the most. Amen. The rest of this world is full of have-nots tonight. What if all of a sudden the have-nots decided to invade the haves and take what they have? Someone has talked about a food war. Amen. I don't know what proportions, I don't know what form the beast of tomorrow will take that's going to devour life as you and I have known it. But life as you and I have known it is going to pass away shortly. Amen. Well, what should be our attitude as the generation of judgment? Praise God. When God walks through the waters with His horses and through the great waters, and judgment is in the land, and His voice causes trembling in strong Christians' lives, and the fig tree don't blossom, and the fruit's not in the vines, and the labor of the olive fails, and the fields yield no meat, and the flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there's no herd in the stalls, what are we going to do? We got to realize that He's coming for our salvation. He's coming for our redemption. And it's all for our good. Amen. And He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I'll joy in the God of my salvation. Jesus said, when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head and rejoice. I might as well tell you, we've been wrapped up in this world and materialism so long that it's got a hold of wholeness people more than they think it has. Amen. And I want to tell you that when things change, there's a lot of so-called real faithful Christians going to wonder where God went. Amen. Habakkuk had the right attitude. He said, the Lord is my strength. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet. He'll make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Elijah, in closing, was in just sort of the time. He had prayed, and 3.5 years of drought had taken away water and food from cities and towns and the countryside. The babies were crying everywhere. The people were dying everywhere. Starvation and disease was rampant because there was no water and no food and a shortage of vitamins. Amen. God is feeding Elijah down at the brook with ravens, and Elijah's glad to get it. Did you ever think, amen, that you'd be glad to take something out of the mouth of a bird and eat? Amen. One brother, I've got the book, fasted and prayed, and God told him to end his fast, but he kept praying. He's laying in a great big hollow log, and God sent some squirrels by, and the squirrels dropped acorns in on top of him, and he ate the acorns till he got ready to crawl out of the log. And God fed him with squirrels. Amen. Through a knot hole in the log. Amen. Because God was trying to tell him to end his fast, and God was feeding him. I want you to know, amen, that God will take care of you if you live for God, and you can rejoice in God. And while the rest of the country, all of Israel, God's chosen people, was in starvation and war, and the king was getting complaint from every direction, he was looking for Elijah so he could take his head off his shoulders, because the preacher got the blame for the trouble. Amen. He sent his servant to look for him. He found him. Praise God. He said, I'll meet you on Mount Carmel. Whoo, glory to God. God was about to end 3.5 years of drought. Amen. God was about to bring deliverance, praise God, to God's people. Glory to God. Amen. What did Elijah, how did he make it? God said, go over to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow woman to feed you. He found a widow woman baking her last flapjack. Amen. He said, me and my son's going to eat it and die. That's it. No hope of getting any more. What are you going to do? Elijah said, bake me a flapjack first. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? She had heard the voice of God too. And she's afraid not to. God said, I have commanded a woman to feed you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. I know it might not have looked too good, Elijah living there with that widow woman by himself in the land of Zarephath. Amen. But hey, when there's trouble in the land and people are starving to death, amen, you cancel out a few phobias and you forget about things looking good. You even forget about ethics. Amen. He lived with that widow woman for the duration of the drought, and the meal didn't fail and the cruse of oil didn't run out till the drought was over. God was their salvation. Hallelujah. When things get worse in the United States of America as well as the rest of the world, what are you going to do? Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord God. Joy in the God of our salvation. And say with Habakkuk, the Lord is my strength. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet. He'll make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Hallelujah. We may even sing better because we saw the reality of God. Amen. Instead of a falsetto tremble, we might have a God-born tremolo in our voice. Amen. Like old Habakkuk singing with his chin chattering because he had heard the voice of God. Amen. He couldn't keep his teeth from knocking together hardly. Amen. But he said, I'm still going to rejoice in the God of my salvation. Amen. You lost lately? Amen. You lost everything lately? Don't feel lonesome. There's a whole bunch real shortly that's going to lose it all. Everybody that goes in the rapture is going to lose everything in this world. You're going to leave all them new homes behind. You're going to leave all them cars behind. You're going to leave all them clothes behind. Huh? Amen. Hey, you're going to lose it all real quick. Better not tie your dreams up in this world too much. You better lay some treasure up on the other side so you can rejoice when judgment starts. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, challenge our hearts to be ready for that judgment day, that great day of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Lord, when the cities wander from city to city looking for water and can't find any. When they wander from grocery store to grocery store looking for some meat, some food, some bread. Can't find any. When even the farmer said, I'm run out. My crops and my orchards have failed. Oh God, help us to have enough of God to believe God for His miracle in the time of trouble, in the time of judgment. Some of this may happen before the rapture takes place, and it's going to get worse immediately after the rapture takes place. Where's your dreams tied up tonight? Where are your affections? Are they where they ought to be? The Bible said, set your affections on those things which are above. Oh, I've got a life to live. I've got this and that to do. Amen. Maybe you do and maybe you don't. Jesus said, he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And he that findeth his life's going to lose it. Amen. That's the words of Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to lose everything for God to start with. We don't need to be selling the Lord for pitiful, puny, passing, mundane trifles down here. to get our affections on those things which are above. Come on. Father, help us to pray that we may be counted worthy to escape all those things. The worst things. The worst of all. And stand before the Son of Man. A winner. In Jesus' name, amen. As they sang, we invite you to God's altar. And you're the one that makes it God's altar. Hallelujah.